This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Rhett. I'd like to welcome everyone to the SSR2 Review Leadership Call number 32 on December 17, 2018 at 1830 UTC. And attending today is Eric, Denise, and Russ, and from ICANN Org is Jennifer and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record, and I'll turn the call back over to you, Russ. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay. On the face-to-face meeting in January, I heard from travel. Has everyone else on the call?
No. This is Denise. Nope.
And, staff, could you follow up on that?
This is Brenda, and I'm going. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, thanks. I think you probably have more information than I do, Brenda, but I just wanted to acknowledge that I know, Denise, you also sent an email, so apologies that you haven't heard anything. And Brenda, please go ahead if you've got more info.
So regarding the save the date, Denise, I just wanted to make sure you're receiving mail from the MSSI Secretariat. The save the dates were sent out between 2 and 3 weeks ago.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you sent it out. But yeah, there must be something wrong with my inbox rule. Thanks for raising that. I'll check into it.
Sure.
I'm on a number of ICANN lists, so it probably got misdirected.
And also, I did check on the welcome letters from travel, and they did tell me that they were sent out. So I wonder if you would be able to research that again as well in your mailbox.
Yeah.
I don't know what a welcome letter means. What does welcome letter mean?
It indicates that you have the ability to book your travel. They've received a request from us that you're approved for the date to travel, and you can go ahead and book your travel is a welcome letter.
Okay, well, it isn't really book. It's more like ask them to book. That's why I was – it means put your preferences in the portal, and they will then
look
into it.
Okay. Very good. Right. Thanks for clarifying.
So we can take this off the call, but I don't have anything from travel. A few trips ago, Joseph in travel discovered that the travel team had incorrectly entered my email address. So when you have a chance, if you could check with them and confirm the email address they're sending it to, I'd appreciate it. Okay. And if you wouldn't mind, when you have a chance, resending me those calendar invites for LA and Kobe, that would be great. And then for LA, do we still have a challenge on rooms?
We still are looking into options. So we met with some of the maintenance team on Friday to explore some options, and they've gone back to finalize some costs. So we don't yet have the location for the meeting.
But we do know it will not be in the ICANN offices, right?
Correct. Yes, unfortunately, there's a couple other meetings that are happening at that same time. So it'll be somewhere off-site, but obviously close by within the vicinity. And we should have that finalized very soon, certainly before the end of this week. So we'll keep you updated.
Okay. Given this, I think we should put an agenda item for Thursday to make sure that everybody who joins the call has had contact with travel.
Another concern I have on travel particularly for the LA meeting, is that obviously the longer we wait in particularly getting international travel locked in, it becomes much more expensive. So it would be good if staff could remind team members to have their to respond to the travel notice, you know, by and enter their information by Wednesday. And if you could, then liaise with travel and see if they can prioritize the international trips to LA, so we can have more confidence that this will be done more than a month out, I think, for airline travel.
Sure, can take an action if you need to do that. One other question on the January meeting. So I'm assuming that you all would like us to go ahead and research and have a dinner on the first night after the first full day of the meeting, which would be the Friday the 25th. Is that a correct assumption?
Either Friday or Saturday? Right, it's a 3-day meeting, either one.
Okay.
I don't know which is easier in that area, actually.
We can see what we can do. Either is fine. We'll explore some options and see what's available. It might be that this Saturday, either way.
Okay, you wanted to ask us something about the work plan? What related section are we supposed to be seeing?
So I sent an email to the coordination email address last week. I believe it was Thursday sometime. And so we had highlighted some upcoming items that for the review team's attention, either the due date has passed or we think you should take a look at it. So those are highlighted in that document, and there's we added some notes on the side there too. And I believe there was a discussion a couple of weeks ago, and asked for us to do that task, and then for the review team to take a look at the work plan every month, and an update to be posted onto the wiki. So the action really at this point is that the leadership team take a look at our suggested edits, either approve them or make other suggestions, and then get that work plan to the list for approval, as I understand it. So we can either take a look at the work plan now, or it's in your inbox, so you might want to take some time and look at it offline and then respond if you have any concerns.
Well, there's not too many of them. The first one, though, Denise asks a question. It says you're holding the pen since the plenary call on the 8th of November on the template. Is that right?
I'm sorry, Russ, are you talking to me? This is Denise.
In the work plan that Jennifer sent out, the first yellow thing says that it's about the template. It says that you're holding the pen. Is that still right, or are you done?
When you say the template, what do you mean?
It's row 13 says develop and adopt a template for findings and recommendations.
So if I may, this is a template that we discussed on a couple of plenary calls regarding subteam recommendations, like a template for filling that in, and it was discussed a few times. There was a number of edits, and Denise, I think you were holding the pen on it on that one, so we just wanted to check if that's still the case or if we can help at all to move that one along and get the template finalized.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm confused about what we're talking about. So we have the template we're using for all the SSR1 implementation input. And then Russ asked workstream facilitators about a preamble and about what template we should use. Was there something separate from that you're referring to?
Yes, this happened when I was when I missed a call in November. There was a discussion of a template for findings and recommendations. I assume that dealt with the work streams other than SSR1.
So I think that's, so hasn't that been overtaken by the discussions that we've had on the list and the calls about with, in particular with Boban and Carrie Ann and Eric about essentially using similar templates that we did for SSR1 for the other work groups?
That was for the preamble, not for the findings.
Okay. So you want me to send out a template that's just for the other three work groups?
That's what I thought this action was when I reviewed the call that I missed. If that's not
okay.
Right, it's because I'm missing context because I wasn't on the call.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't understand how, Russ, you could not be on the call and you weren't volunteered to do this instead of me. But
well, sorry, you missed an opportunity.
What happened? I don't understand. I will get a proposed template out today for the other couple of work streams to consider. It's going to be it's going to follow along the template we're using for SSR1, but obviously not with the previous implementation stuff in there.
Right.
And some additional items about about responsible parties, that type of thing.
So it's Jennifer,
go ahead.
I just put in the Adobe Connect, it might refresh your memory. I think the document has changed a little bit since this, but the document that is in the Adobe Connect room was what was discussed at that point. So I can recirculate the latest version. And you had mentioned on that particular call, Denise, that you had taken some notes that you wished to incorporate into this template, which you were going to recirculate, and I think we all just kind of moved on, as you said, and didn't revisit this. So,
okay.
I'll recirculate this, if it'd be helpful.
Yeah, if you could reset it to me, and then I'll send out a draft. And Russ and Eric, do you want me to send an updated draft to you, or first, before I send out the list as draft for discussion, or?
Yes, that draft for discussion, my thinking is that the whole review team has already discussed this on that call on this, so what the heck.
Okay. All right. Consider it done.
Thank you. Okay, so the next yellow thing, Jennifer, has to do with questions from work streams 2, 3, and 4.
Correct. Well, at the moment, the questions it's because it's under research and studies, it kind of covers all of the work streams. And so the deadline for ICANN staff to generate answers to follow-up questions is November. And since the work streams have yet to be looked at for 2, 3, and 4, we thought that this deadline, you might want to move this one out to a later date.
Yeah, we probably should push it out till January 24, and then see if we can get the questions in before the face-to-face. Does that make sense?
That sounds good to me.
Yep.
Okay. So the next one is row 23. I think we finished. I think we finished that at the in Barcelona.
Okay,
I just
so
think
we can
mark
that.
Okay. Yep. And we're done with the interviews regarding SSR 1. I think that one goes to 100% as well. I don't know if the date's right. We probably finished that in, well, we didn't talk to any staff, but I don't know, different people were talking to different people out in the hallways, so I assume that was happening in Barcelona as well. And we have certainly finished the summary of the findings again in Barcelona, so I think that block of three should all be at 100%.
Okay, I'm taking notes.
Okay. Then there's a block down in the DNS SSR, which we haven't really gotten too far into. So all of those dates in December need to be pushed into somewhere in January. And likewise for the future ones.
Okay, so should I put the 27th? Of January, the end date of the face-to-face?
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Okay.
And I think we can just delete everything about Workstream 5.
Well, I think
you've already got it marked, not going. You've already got it marked to not
right.
Going forward, so everything's either 100 or 0.
So I think
right.
The question there to be answered is that, so everything would be 100% except I think what we need to address is including some text in the draft report noting that this was initially an area of investigation, and no, you know, recommendations, you know, noteworthy findings, recommendations came out of it, and it was closed. I think, or we can just ignore it, I guess. But seeing as how a couple of initial review team members, you know, worked on it, it was initially identified as a work stream, I think the draft report note, just noting that this was an initial area of work that did not go forward is pretty simple. What do you think?
Yeah, this is Eric. I agree. I think we might have had some discussion about that to that effect in the past. So I think that's a good idea. I mean, especially when we write up the report, I think we'll have a number of anecdotes in there that express the duration of the review. And I think that's a really good example of, work that was sort of why the review had to evolve. So I think it's really important to put that in.
But I agree, okay. Russ, we can just put 100% on all of these since the work is essentially done and we aren't going to write up particular findings on it.
I guess we should leave the last line then at something less than 100% in market, whenever we're doing the final report, which will be after the LA meeting. So all that one says is that we're going to write something in the report, right?
Well, that has more to do with work item in each of the work streams, goes to substantive aspects of the report. I don't know if we're going to be doing that, but whatever you feel is appropriate in terms of percentages.
Well, I don't care what the percentage is. I care what the date is, I think. We're not going to write that until we have basically fleshed out the rest of it.
Yeah.
I would think. So we're probably talking, mid-March. And likewise, the next red one is when we're going to seek community input on draft recommendations. That's certainly not going to be till March.
Well, I would suggest just to get to cross things off our list, why don't we put the end date for the line 69 as the end of the LA meeting, and I'll write up a draft, just some draft paragraph describing the work that was done and noting that we're not moving forward with it. And we can, if people want to review it or edit it in the LA meeting, we could take care of it then and then have that done.
Great, thank you.
I'll volunteer for that.
Okay, thanks very much. And I think that's all of it.
Great, thank you. So I'm just making a note I'll edit the work plan based on this discussion, and then unless you all disagree, I'll circulate it direct to the plenary, asking for any concerns to be raised, and then it can get approved, quote-unquote, on Thursday.
Not sure I understood the last part.
So I was saying if I can update and circulate to the plenary call, ask them to raise any objections on list, and then we can add an item, agenda item on for the meeting on Thursday for approval to be posted to the wiki.
Sure. That's fine. If we just send it out like Tuesday or Wednesday so that people have a chance to skim it like we failed to do for this call. Okay. You sent out some fact sheets. I skimmed them and didn't see anything that jumped out at me. Did other people get a chance to do that?
Yes, I did a quick review of it, and I have a few comments and questions about it. I haven't had a chance to write them up, but I will. One of my overarching concerns here is that they're broadly open to interpretation, and if not understood in the right context, could lead to misrepresenting and misunderstanding the work and progress that the team has made. That's been our experience in the past when for example, the ESSAC called out this fact sheet as evidence of the team not doing its work or different things like that. So I'll send some comments really along the lines of questions and, I guess, more clarifications to make sure that we're putting out a fact sheet like this. It's clarified and has the appropriate sort of footnotes that explain what some of these areas, I think, mean. Give us a little more context.
Okay. I understand where that tender spot is coming from. I guess I didn't trip on it, but maybe should have.
No, yeah, well, if you didn't live through it, it wouldn't be obvious. But I'll send you a couple notes to look at to provide some framing for it.
Okay. Anything else on those sheets you need to do now, Jennifer?
No, we'll wait for those questions and hopefully we'll be able to provide some helpful answers. And until then, nothing to be done.
Okay. So in terms of the agenda for Thursday, I'm hoping that a bunch of stuff has been added to the Google Doc. But this is the point where I wanted to talk about the note that KC sent. I'm a little bit confused by the note that KC sent, calling for some side discussion about those two recommendations. There was two ways to interpret her note, and I was wondering what you guys took away from it. One was that further investigation was needed, and the second way to interpret it was clearly this group needs to write a follow-on recommendation, and she'd like to brainstorm what that would look like so that it's measurable. Which ways did you guys take her note?
This is Eric. I might have completely misunderstood it because I've been out of the loop, I guess, a little bit. But it just looked to me like she wanted to make sure she didn't write something that other people that had spent time investing in it didn't get a chance to put their two cents in. I thought she was just saying, let's get on the same page before we write, optionally, otherwise I'll write it. Maybe there was something I missed, but that's how I read it.
Okay. So that's a third way. That one bothers me a lot less than the way I read it. So I hope you're right.
Yeah, I didn't even consider anything other than that. So if it might be worth clarifying. Hopefully it's the simple answer.
Okay, I'll send her a note. After we hang up. Okay, so I'm hoping that we will be quickly going through a bunch of write-ups in the Google Doc. Eric, will you have the preamble text for your work stream?
I will be able to work on it today. My final is being given as we speak.
Okay, so then before we do the turning to the SSR1 text, let's put onto the agenda for Thursday to go over the preamble text for Eric's work stream. Great, thank you. Is there anything else we need to do on Thursday?
So can we add maybe one B to get approval on the work plan supposed to the wiki?
Sure, why don't you even just make that two?
Okay.
Okay. Denise, you sent a note asking whether we were going to discuss something on email or on the call, and I didn't see any follow-up on email, so I guess we're going to talk about it on the call. This was about the participation metrics.
Oh, yeah. So we've talked about this in the past. Not sure that on the leadership calls, not sure we came to closure on it. We've had at least one member who, for even before the review team was suspended, hadn't been involved for quite a while. I think the question for leadership is the protocol we follow for this. One of the ways I think about it is that it, particularly for the members appointed by various SOs and ACs, it's ultimately their call whether they want to appoint an addition, you know, whether they want to replace the member that they appointed or not, and that it's the leadership's responsibility to call to the attention of the SO or AC that this person has, you know, not been able to participate in this volunteer activity. But I think we decided that we would. The leadership would send out a note to the people who are having trouble or haven't been participating to just confirm whether or not they are able to do so going forward or whether they would like to bow out. So it was that.
Okay, so I think what we agreed last time was that we would send a note to the person first and then the SO or AC leadership second if they didn't even respond to that. Is that memory correct?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. So where do we want to draw the line? Right. I don't know, Jennifer, if you have that graph readily available and can put it up. You seem to be able to find everything.
Let me have a look and see if I can find one second. I think in the meantime, we can put up, Brenda, would you mind please putting up that participation fact sheet that was up through August, at least? Thank you. There you go. You should be able to zoom in too at the bottom there. It's quite small, but hopefully that's helpful.
This is Lauren. I hope my connection is working now. Very sorry for the delay in getting on this call. This seems to be overall, which obviously makes quite little sense for everyone, norm and down, because it relates to all the calls, if I see this correctly.
And I also should note that that's, you know, particularly people who are in difficult time zones and countries that don't have great connections, I think it's incumbent on the leadership team to take into account participation on the email list as well. This captures only dialing into a conference call or showing up to a face-to-face meeting, but does not at all capture the people's participation through email. Yeah, that's just a reminder. But
yeah, this is Eric. I'm
sure.
Actually kind of confused by this. I kind of read graphs for a living, and the graphs don't make any sense to me. I selfishly looked at myself, and my bar is like about 50%. It does say my participation rate is 84%, which I think is a little bit low, but probably to Denise's point, we had some earlier discussions about following the sun schedule, but I see someone with a 32% has a higher, like a larger bar than me. So I'm not sure how this data was generated, but if I saw it under submission to peer review, I'd probably reject it.
Yeah, I looked at several of the percentages and the participation rate bars, and they didn't make any sense. Many of them did not make sense to me either.
Yeah, it's Jennifer. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So let's take this back. I think that maybe there's been some errors in the formulas, and that's why the bars are weird like that. So I'll ask my colleagues to double check and. Because I'm not sure why that should be.
And then further, the SOAC participation rate by active members is not really a useful. I don't find it to be a particularly useful number because there are. Multiple people from each SONAC, so it doesn't reflect. So if you're going to have an SOAC participation rate, then the individuals representing that SONAC, there should be two numbers under each SONAC if they have two representatives, which I think they do. Does that make sense?
I think the numbers, it does make sense, and I think they're combined. So I think, like, for example, all the members.
I'm asking that they not be combined, that you have.
Okay.
However many numbers at large in each SONAC appointed to this team, there should be two numbers under each SONAC.
Okay.
Well, you can kind of figure it out from the other one, but.
Yeah, I think, yeah, but right. To the point, I think that participation and decisions on membership is driven by SONACs. That should be, I think, a really clear metric. So I guess for action items, staff is going to correct the data on this and resend it to us. And, meanwhile, Russ, do you want like a staff to do a draft note that can be used to wherever we decide to set the bar?
Isn't it the case that Mohammed is the only one I have not even met?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mohammed, I only met him once, and when the team first started, and I think, if memory serves, No rules in a difficult time zone that has been at face-to-face meetings and has participated on the email list.
Right.
So, staff, to share my perspective, I think we need just a really short draft note that starts out by thanking them for initially volunteering to serve and then noting that they've been unable to participate for some time and that we wanted to confirm that they are unable to fulfill their volunteer duties, or if they are, confirm that moving forward, something like that. Is that what you had in mind, Russ?
Yep.
I guess
I need Mohammed's email address because I don't think I have any email from him.
And
I see that Jeff Houston's name is still resigned, still at the top chunk of the plenary calls and meetings. I don't know if you want to move it below the gray bar or not, just since it looks like that was the.
So we need that refresh on all this to be more accurate. And I don't, since I don't know that it's useful to track subtopics, since we don't have formal some work streams in that area.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah, we'll pass this on and make some edits and then recirculate.
Okay. I'd like to make sure we all have the same plan for next week. I was not expecting a leadership call or a plenary call next week or the week after. We zoom
I didn't think with you on that, Russ.
Good. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. I don't know about Lauren or Eric, but
all right. I shall pass as well.
I agree.
Any other business?
And so we should remind, I guess, people, Jennifer, if you could remind the people about that and the updated calendar on our call, that would be great.
Yeah, let's put that as 1B.
A break from SSR2 call. We can end on a high note.
Okay. And then I took a lot of action items, so if you wouldn't mind, can I run through those, please, quickly?
This is Lauren. I just have a quick question. I know this is our last call of the year, probably, so might not be, you know, that we'll act on it very soon, but I remember we said we would need another face-to-face past October, but before Marrakesh. So I was just wondering, when should we initialize the planning? Simply because this thing with Vancouver and LA, again, was, at least to me, somewhat confusing, because first people said, oh, it's so difficult to get visas for the U.S., let's go to Canada. Okay, so people preferred that. And then essentially when we did another poll, we saw that far more people needed Canadian visas, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm wondering, shall we kind of initiate preparations for this? And on that note as well, because there is one option that is an ICANN-related thing, which is the GDD face-to-face in May. Is this something we might want to consider as an option?
Where is that?
Thailand.
Thailand. Oh, okay. Thailand's good.
Not at all weighing in with a preference on this at this time. I just want to point out that that week currently has Ripe, DNS OR, the GDD Summit, and the ICANN DNS Symposium in 1 week, and the Routing Operations Working Group, Real Workshop. That's 5 things in 1 week already. So there probably will be a lot of familiar faces there. They may very well have very full dance cards. I'm just throwing that out there as context.
So this is Lauren again. It's just something that, you know, I saw was happening, and I was kind of thinking if we could get like 1 or 2 days before, we might be able to do some liaising or something like that, like on their first day or our last day or something like that. It's just an idea. Obviously, we can just go anywhere else. It might be easier for travel to arrange something that's already kind of being arranged.
Yeah. Hey, Lauren, this is Denise. Like, so setting aside the where and the exactly when, I think we can never start too early when it comes to agreeing on the location and the actual dates for the meetings. So I would I'd support working on that early.
Should we put it on the agenda for the first leadership call for 2019 then? I don't know.
That's kind of what I was about to say, is either that or we use some of the face-to-face time in L.A. to sort out when and where.
I'd propose both, for what it's worth. These things seem like they take lots of iterations, so maybe more is better.
Okay.
Oh, so let's put it on the agenda then. And sorry for bringing this up as like a last thing, but I noted it down because of a conversation I had earlier today, and I thought if I don't say it now, it will totally drop from my radar.
No, I think it's a great idea. I'm always schedule challenged, so it always helps to do travel early.
Totally agree. Good call, Lauren. Thanks.
All right, then. Jennifer, you wanted to go through this long list.
I know. Thank you. I'll do it quickly. So, one, staff to resend calendar invites to Denise and our travel team to check that they have the right email address for her, which I believe Brenda has already actioned. Staff to send a reminder to the team members to respond to ICANN's travel welcome email ASAP and book flights as quickly as possible.
Hey, this is Denise. Jennifer, I'm sorry to interrupt. Just a real quick note. Can we give people a deadline? I think that helps focus people's attention. So.
Yep, sure. So
what do people on the
Wednesday?
Call think is, yeah, do you think that's close of business Wednesday? Have their entries into the travel portal done? Does that seem reasonable to people?
My memory is they gave us one.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they gave us the 21st. Yeah, it said the 21st is on there.
Ah, okay.
So that's Friday.
Well, yeah. Then before Friday would be good. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then staff to research options for the team dinner in LA. The staff to edit the work plan based on our comments today and circulate to the review team ahead of the plenary call. We've added to an agenda item for the review team to approve on Thursday for posting to the wiki. Denise is going to draft a paragraph for the work team size for the final report and share with the plenary team. Denise will send her comments and questions to the list regarding the fact sheet. Staff to recirculate draft report template and discuss in November to the leadership list for final edits. And I believe, again, Denise is pen holder. Russ to send Casey a note regarding Casey's email to the list for some clarification. Staff to double-check participation fact sheet for accuracy and update according to their comments on today's leadership call. And then staff to draft a note for the leadership team to be sent to individual team members as appropriate regarding participation. Staff to remind team members of the call calendar for the upcoming week, and we've also added that to the agenda for Thursday. And then add face-to-face meeting in 2019 after COVID to the first leadership meeting in 2019 as an agenda item. And with that, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you Thursday.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.